Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to get started with love. Love will find a way. Love will find a way.
Some say the world.
the truth will always be in your soul.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. That was Lionel Richie, Love Will Find a Way. I took you back then, way back. And one of my favorite lines in there said, the truth will always be in your soul. The truth is in our soul, family. So why are we looking for everything outside ourselves when the truth is in your soul? I just want you to marinate on that for a minute. The truth is in our soul. Let's get ready and invite the presence, the power, the stillness as we become one with the one. Yes, one with the one. When nothing but greatness exists. And so in this right now moment, as we move into the spiritual realm in our heart, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence on this line, we recognize this great spirit as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so right now I just want you to know that God is all there is. God is I am. You are. God is. I am. You are. God is. Let's get intentional about the breath. Be still and know that I am God. And let's breathe, family. Let's breathe. And release. You are. God is. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. I am. You are. God is. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. And release. As we become one with the presence of God as money substance, as we condition our mind to know that we are the money consciousness of Christ. I am the money consciousness of Christ right now. And so as we hear Reverend Ike, knowing that there is nothing but God, the Course in Miracles tells us our only job is God.
I have here that I want to get to as much as possible several prayers to help recession-proof your mind and to condition your mind for good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. For as the book here says, everything is a condition of the mind. You know how much money you have now? Just as much money as you've conditioned your mind to have. That's what you're going to have, no more, no less. But you see, that's what this teaching is all about. It's for conditioning and reconditioning and stretching the mind to the realization and the demonstration of greater and greater of infinite good. That's why you have to always come to seminars and classes and services like this. There's something interesting about the mind, many things, but this in particular at the moment. The mind cannot escape conditioning. If you do not consciously and deliberately condition your mind to be, to do, and to have the good that you desire, the world will condition your mind negatively. Because as I started saying before, everything in the world is geared to condition the mind all day long as the world turns. And if you don't take a hold of your own mind and condition it, before you know it, you will find yourself in the middle of a secret storm on the edge of night in General Hospital with all my children. So you have to deliberately follow the guiding light until you find a brighter day. A brighter day. In dealing with people over the years, I've developed these prayers. And I want to review with you, as much as possible, the prayer for success and prosperity and the prayer for money. Let me say something very interesting about the prayer for money. Some years ago, I had a Spanish-speaking practitioner at my church in New York to translate the study guide into Spanish. She came to me at the end of the project and said to me, "Reverend Ike," she said, "I translated every one of the prayers in this book, but I could not translate the prayer for money." But she was very perceptive, and she said to me, she said, "Maybe it's something in me." And yes, it was. Do you know what it was? It got a hold of her money rejection complex. Because she still had some of that old teaching in her, well, money is evil, money is sinful. Those old evil rich people. But you know, it seems like there are more evil poor people than evil rich people. I mean, when the marshal is setting you out on the streets in the cold and you can't pay your rent, I mean, a man could get real evil. Let's start with the prayer for success and prosperity here. And I want to read the text from Proverbs 3 and 6. "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." Now, my theology is encapsulated in three words: God in you. To make it personal, God in me. Let me hear you say, "God in me."
God in me.
Come on, touch yourself and say, "God in me."
God in me.
Now, that's my theology. As far as I'm concerned, God is not some distant creature afar off in the sweet by and by. You know, there's certain, I have a list of songs at my church titled, "Don't You Ever Sing That In Here." And number one on that list is the song "In the Sweet By and By." He said, "I need something in the sweet now and now." Lay it on me right here, right now, Lord. Let's hear it. And God have a good working relationship. He says to the angels, here comes that I give him what he wants in a hurry because he's not going to wait. Anyway, let's get back to acknowledging the God in you. Get in the habit of talking to the God in you, acknowledging the God in you. God in me, tell me what to do about this. Let me hear you say that. God in me, show me how to prosper and bless myself and others. I'm thinking about a lady in Los Angeles about 20 years ago. She was on television with us when we first started our television ministry. She had been on welfare for 24 years, raised about 6 children on welfare. And she heard me at the Shrine Auditorium. And that particular day, I gave a prayer like this to the congregation. I said, "God in you will give you some money-making ideas. God in you will give you some prospering ideas. Ideas that will bless you and bless people in general." I said, "This week, ask the God in you to give you some prospering ideas." And furthermore, I said to them, I said, "Every one of you, God has given you a gift. Ask God to show you your gift, to show you your talent." And she went home and she thought about this. And she said, "God in me, show me my talent. Show me my gift. And she said it was as if God was speaking to her verbally. She heard the voice within saying to her, well, you raised 6 children, therefore you are a child care specialist. That's your gift. She said, I am? Yes. That to her was the voice from on high. And so she went around in her community to her friends, other friends who were on welfare, and said, I'm a child care specialist. I tell you what, bring your kids over to my house. I'll watch them while you go out and get a job. And we'll get off of this welfare slavery plantation. And more of her friends and people in the neighborhood began to bring the kids to her. And she began to take care of them. It so happened that she got so many mothers off of welfare over there in her neighborhood and did such a fine job taking care of the kids that the city certified her as a child care specialist. And not only that, a university gave her a doctorate in child care specialization, whatever that is. Just by acknowledging the God in her and asking for guidance.
Okay, God, because I want you to really know you have the power to ask God for the prospering power in your life. You have the power to ask God to show you how to prosper in all your ways.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace
of God.
I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful. And so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging
for
my relationship,
with money. Oh, thank you, God. And together as we pull our money treatment by Harry L. Reeve from Unity Church Village, and as we bring in our money, substance, consciousness into this right now moment, recognizing all the symbols of money in our life. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for this money symbol of your love and bounty, silver, gold, and paper too. Lord, for plenty, I thank you. Bless the contents of my money substance right now, God, in every form, which with wisdom I disperse. Oh, Mother, Father, God, let me be a steward so true, sharing my good just as you do. I'm asking you right now, Holy Spirit, to bless my money substance in all its form. By your word of spoken thanks forever heard, bless it right now for its use, gladly share without abuse. Lord, I thank you right now for this money, this symbol of your love and your bounty, God. Knowing that divine love blesses all the money forms in my life and keep it abundantly filled. I open it both to give and I open it to receive, God. I thank you right now for the contents of this money substance that is in my life in all forms that is so blessed. And I express wisdom of love and good judgment in handling my financial resources. All to whom I give, I express wisdom, love, and great judgment. And for this, I give thanks, knowing there's a never-ending, never-ceasing, endless supply of unlimited bounty at my disposal. Father God, Mother God, I give thanks. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for this bounty of your goodness. Thank you for the bounty of your love, God. Thank you. All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And that's me. That was Trey, Trey O'Neill. God is the source of my unlimited supply. That's who that was. And that was made just for The Love Journey. All right, we're going to talk about the miracle power of love today, family. The miracle power of love. Love is the greatest success power there is. Kathleen Ponder said several years ago when she had, at the time that she had written her book, a businessman had pointed out to her the success power of love. She said, at the time I was writing a series of prosperity articles, hearing of my project, the stockbroker asked, what do you have in your series about love? She said she was startled. And she said, I replied, about love? What do you mean, love? She said, this series is on prosperity. He said, I know, but it won't be complete without an article on the prosperity unless you have love. Because love is the success, the greatest success power there is. He began to tell her how he had developed his own private success formula for straightening out troublesome people. He stated that when he became quiet and blessed them with an affirmation on love, it was through an electric force that was generated to which they became attuned. He said usually they responded quickly with harmonious attitudes and behavior. Is not further affirmations on love invariably produce harmonious results? You see, we hear much about the success power of love. A noted psychiatrist has stated that the greatest human need is the need for love. It's the need for love. And that none of us can survive without it. We must have love in our life in some form, or we will perish, because love is the greatest, most powerful vibratory expression on the planet. There's nothing new about the ideas on the power of love. It was the master psychologists of the ages who informed the lawyer that love was the greatest of all the commandments. Paul was one of the world's greatest intellectuals, a builder of early Christianity, also ascribed to the power of love. Hearing Drummond, famous essay on love in which he writes about Paul's epistle in the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13. And in his essay, Drummond described love as the supreme gift, the supreme good. He says the final rest of religion is not religiousness, but love. Let me say what he said again, so I want you to marinate on that idea. He said the final rest of religion is not religiousness, but love, 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 love. You will find, as you look back upon your life, that the moments that stand out, the moments when you have really lived, are the moments when you have done things in the spirit of love. Drummond then describes the various aspects of love in Paul's epistle as patient, kind, generosity, humility, gentleness, unselfishness, good temper, and sincerity. He tells us how a man reads Paul writing in love once a week for 3 months and how it changed his whole life. How it changed his whole life. And he used the affirmation, divine love is doing this perfect work in me and through me right now. Divine love is doing this perfect work in you and through you right now. Let's say that together. Divine love is doing its perfect work in me and through me right now. Again, divine love is doing its perfect work in me, through me, right now. You have all the love you will ever need for healing, for calling forth your miracles, for calling forth your money substance, for calling forth happy human relationships right within yourself. Because divine love is one of our mental and spiritual faculties. You do not have to search outside yourself for love. Let me say that again. You do not have to search outside yourself for love. You do not, let me get clear, do not have to search outside yourself for love in anything. It is not anything on the planet that is not love. If you're searching for money, money is in you. If you're searching for a right relationship, it's right there within you. You do not have to search outside yourself for any form of love. You can begin releasing it from within, out, through your thoughts, through your words, through your actions, through your affirmative prayer. See, as you do, you will experience the success, power of love in all its fullness as it works through you. Love can do no more for you than it can do through you. It is through people, situations, and conditions that we manifest. I heard a story about a world-renowned psychologist once conducted a research in Harvard on the power of love. And under his direction, a staff scientist studied the subject of love. And their findings were that love, like other good things, can be produced deliberately by human beings. They stated that there's no reason why we cannot learn to generate love as we do other natural forces. Thus, there's no reason for you to feel disillusioned or disappointed if love has seemingly let you down or passed you by. Those who bitterly declare that their lives are without love are mistakenly looking to someone or something outside themselves for love. I want you to begin realizing right now that love is first within you, and it can be released through you. As you begin developing love from within, you are truly proving the method to be spiritual, scientific, and science. And satisfied. You no longer feel at the mercy of people, situations, and conditions because you become the master of your world. Free from hurt, fear, disappointment, and disillusionment. Let me say that again. You become the master of your world. It's like developing an electric force. Love will begin to radiate from within into every part of your world to attract to you the right people, the right situations. Your financial substance in all forms and conditions will add to your success and your happiness. You see, you will soon realize that instead of you being at the mercy of the world responds to your thoughts, to your feelings. You are the goddess. You are the God. That when your thoughts and feelings generate love, the world will happily respond in the most wonderful way. This is the success power of love. Love can heal your marriage. By saying, I call on divine love to heal and renew and bless this marriage right now. I call on divine love to straighten out anything and adjust this situation in the mighty power of love. I call on divine love to heal my money substance, to prosper, to lead me and to guide me. And I use my money wisely with love. I call on divine love to bring forth my divine love mate, the perfect gift for me. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Isn't that wonderful to think to know that we have the power to shift and change the atmosphere just by our presence. Just by the power of love that will radiate from the very essence of who we are as we are. There's nothing more powerful than love. Than love. You are love. You are love. I want you to marinate on that as you say to yourself, I am love. I am love. I am love. I am love. Love is the most powerful manifesting tool we have on this planet. I want you to mirror that. Nothing more powerful than knowing that we are all we ever need. We are all we ever need. We are all we ever need. And as you move through your life, attracting them, bringing into your experience all that you ever want, need, and desire, you recognize that love is the attracting power. Love. My grandmother's told us that there's not a love. There's not a ill love can't heal. There's not a prescription love can't fill. For every question, love is the answer. She even told us love will melt a situation that will seem impossible. Yes, it's true. Love will melt a situation that even seems impossible. You are love. You are love. Love will heal family matters. Love will heal a family man. Love will heal any and every area of your life. You see, when you are inclined to wonder how thoughts and words of love can do much good in resolving various situations, remind yourself that loving words and loving thoughts can supercharge with power to produce good. Indeed, it's the mission of love. And your part is not to wonder how love works, but just to dare to begin releasing it from within yourself. Love can promote your health and heal your body. Say with me, divine love is healing me right now. Divine love is healing me right now. Captain Ponder once wrote about a doctor, once showed her a medical book on a psychosomatic illness. And in this book, a group of physicians had compiled their analysis of various illnesses. And of the mental and emotional attitudes they felt caused those illnesses, it was amazing to see that in every analysis, the need for love was listed. You see, love will find a way. For instance, in the case of a stomach disorder of all types, one of the psychosomatic reasons given for such illness was love was needed. In the case of the heart disorder, one of the reasons listed was love was needed. In a case of skin disorder, one of the reasons listed was the need for approval, which is another form of love. A bookkeeper stated that while experiencing a skin disorder, she began a daily practice of placing her hands on her face, affirming divine love is healing me right now. And the skin disorder soon faded. In the case of female disorders, one of the reasons listed was a need for love. In the case of chronic fatigue, one of the psychosomatic reasons listed was depression, insecurity, and a need for love. In the case of a common headache and a migraine, one of the reasons listed was insecurity and a need for love. In the case of excessive weight and overeating, one of the reasons listed was a feeling of dissatisfaction with life and the need for love. In the case of alcoholism and other excesses, one of the reasons listed was feelings of inferiority and a need for love. You see, the wonderful thing to remember is that where there's a need for love, we can begin supplying it from within ourselves. A businessman told her that he was healed of a painful condition of long standing after he began releasing love from within himself by speaking words of love to his body, love to every cell. He had tried various treatments to no avail, and then he heard of the healing power of love. He began placing his hands on a painful area of his body, saying over and over again, I love you. And the pain began to subside and gradually faded away. Cancer has been described as an anxiety disease. Let me say that again. Cancer has been described as an anxiety disease. The emotional histories of a large percentage of those who have cancer show that in some period of their life they felt anxious, insecure, and unloved, and that they subconsciously retained that feeling, which had often turned to bitterness, a critical state of mind, and may have even generated hostility and hate. One authoritarian has stated that 62% of their cancer patients told stories of loss, intense grief, depression, despair, that led up to their physical condition. An analyst declared that after studying hundreds of cancer patients, they found that most of them had suffered from some important emotional crisis prior to the development of the disease, and that they had been unable to find effective outlets for their deep feelings of emotion. Love heals all things. Place your hand over your heart with me and say, divine love is healing me right now. Divine love is healing every area of my life right now. Divine love is releasing any pain, any behavior, any thoughts that no longer serve a higher purpose is being released right now. Divine love. Love being the greatest success power on the planet. I am love. I am the love of God in expression. Say that with me, family. I am the love of God in expression. And I let God's love guide, direct, and inspire me. Together, I am the love of God in expression. I am the love of God in expression. I let God's love guide, direct, and inspire me. Let's say that together. I let God's love guide, direct, and inspire me. The atmosphere of depression, hopelessness, lack anything that you concern yourself with, can be shifted by using the power of love. New ideas and new courage will be attracted to you. Visible daily supply will come forth in more than enough. Any financial crisis or any crisis will be released by the power of love. There's nothing more powerful than love. Emma Curtis Hawkins once gave some financial advice along this line when she wrote, "Take your business as it is and praise divine love that there is a strong, wise way out of your dilemma. And when there's such a need, affirm, I praise divine love that there's a strong, wise way out of this dilemma." In all phases of your life, family, love is a success power. Many people are seeking a balanced life, have found this affirmation very powerful. Divine love expressing through me now draws to me all that is needed to make me happy and my life complete. Divine love expressing through me now draws to me all that is needed to make me happy and my life complete, family. It doesn't matter what you need, whatever your desire in life may be. Love is the answer. You don't have to look outside yourself for love. Begin releasing it from within your own thoughts and feelings, and you will attract to you whatever people, situations, and conditions that are for your highest good. Truly, you walk in the charmed circle of God's love. Let's say that together. I walk in the charmed circle of God's love. I walk in the charmed circle of God's love. And I want to remind you that you are divinely irresistible to your highest good right now. Let's say that together. And I am divinely irresistible to my highest good in this right now moment. You see, this is your prospering power of love. I am divinely irresistible to my highest good in this right now moment. People ask me, what's your secret weapon, Janine, to life? And if anybody know me, and if everybody knows me, I don't know why they're asking this question over and over again. It's never going to change. It's always going to be the same. It's love. Now, I don't want to sound self-proposed, but one thing for sure and two things for certain in my mind, I believe I've been consistent over the years. That doesn't mean I haven't fell short in areas or didn't always show up the way I should, but I always believe I've showed up in love. Love is your secret weapon. Love is the greatest success power. There's nothing greater than love. Love will neutralize a disharmony situation. Love will disarm anybody who is ready to go toe-to-toe. And I'm not telling you something I heard. I'm not telling you something I read about. I'm telling you something I lived. I met a girl yesterday, and she said, "There's something about you." She said, "I feel like I know you." She said, "What church you go to?" And I laughed. I said, "Church is a great place for anybody and everything." I said, "But don't you know church is in you? I live God. I live God." And my prayers was when I started this line is that I wouldn't be somebody who talk about it and not be about it. I don't tell you something just because of the intellectual knowledge. I tell you what I know to be for sure. I tell you what I've used in my life, and there's nothing greater than love. Raising my children, love. Blessing my marriage in love. Blessing my finances, even when I couldn't see how, even when I didn't have a dime, I blessed it anyway. Because if I didn't see it physically, it didn't mean I didn't have it. It just mean I couldn't see it. And I ask God to show me how to have eyes to see like God. Emma Fox once wrote, there's no difficulty that enough love will not conquer. Let's say that together. There's no difficulty that enough love will not conquer. It's not a difficulty that enough love won't conquer. Emma Curtis Hawkins wrote, everything is really full of love for you. The good that is for you loves you as much as you love it. The good that is for you seeks you and will come flying to you if you see that what you love is love itself. All people will change when you know that they are love. We shall change toward all people when we know that we ourselves are formed out of love and all is love. There's nothing in the universe but love. Oh, my God. I love this conversation because I love love. I love love in all its many forms. When I walked into the event and I saw Minetti and I hadn't seen her pretty face in a while and she was just glowing, I saw love. I met love in her face. And when I looked at the beauty and the culture of the art that was on the wall, I saw love. When I saw the statues, the decorations, I saw love. When I looked in a little baby face and she smiled, I saw love in her eyes. You see, when I read those words that I just read to you, it was as though something even inside of me got warm. I actually felt something inside of me pulsate. It seemed as my body breathed differently in the idea that all I am is love. And all you are is love. And our only job is to return to love because everything is full of love for you. Everything. Love. Divine love is doing its perfect work right here and right now. Love is a healing power. Love is a resurrecting power. Love is a forgiving power. When you have prayed and prayed over a situation and you seem to not have gotten an answer, it's time to release it into love. Release it into love. When you experience the healing power of love, you experience one of the most greatest experiences of God on the planet because God and love is synonymous. The prospering power of love will set you free to meet your rich good and to share your good with others. Love will release our resentment. When debts seem insurmountable, release it into love. You will receive unexpected sources of money flowing into your life. Love. But love can't move through unforgiveness. See, I would be remiss if I told you that love, let me say that again, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that love can't operate in unforgiveness and resentment, disharmony. You see, we have to learn how to master Now I want you to hear this real clear. And master and manage our emotions. We can't let an outside situation dictate how we respond. A lack of money, just love it. Love it anyway. Love it anyway. Love will turn lack into more than enough. You see, you want to know the secret to turning water into wine and 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread and to feed the many. It's love. Love is a multiplying, spiritual, amplifying, energetic expression that can part a Red Sea. But it can't operate in resentment. Can't operate in unforgiveness. It can't harbor anything. And let me tell you, nothing in this world is more powerful than love. And so when we manage and cleanse and renew our energy so that love can have its way. So love can have its way. All right, love can give me a new voice, right, y'all? I know y'all said that they're always trying to sing. Love. And if you don't know where you're holding something, but you know something not right, if you're holding on to some kind of guilt feelings, if you're holding on to anything in your life, Psalms 51, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me, Holy Spirit. And in the inward parts, make me to know wisdom and help me to and guide me in love. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. And in the inward parts, make me to know wisdom and guide me with love. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and in the inward part, make me to know wisdom right now, God. Love will find a way. There's nothing that love can't do, family. And the reason why I'm being redundant is because sometimes we think of love as weak. We think of love, but that's not love. Because if God is love and love is God, how can anything other than the power of God be in love? There's a prospering power. If you're having some kind of situation in your body, anyway, I don't care if it's your knees. My girlfriend called me the other day. Both her knees swollen. She wearing some kind of pads. She said she had to get another car because she couldn't, and she in her 30s. Had to walk because she couldn't bend her knees. I had to get into the truck she had. Knees represent pride and ego, not willing to move forward, not being flexible. There's a book called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. Do you know for every pain in our body, there's an emotional response to it? Do we say you can heal your life? The anatomy of the physiology all teaches us what the emotional response that's going on to the pain in our body related to what needs to be healed. Now, I'm not saying you are. Don't always. But I'm going to tell you, it's not one time that I looked in those books to find out what pain, what was going on with me, that it was not correct. Now, if you remember what I told you earlier, I'm just going to go back over this because some people just probably getting on the line. I just want to remind you that in a medical journal, in a Harvard research, this was the answer to all the pain. And it's interesting because there's nothing new about the idea of love. It's just that sometimes we forget to use our most powerful and most greatest tool on the planet, which is love. There's nothing more powerful than love. Nothing more powerful than love. In this medical journal, it talked about the psychosomatic illness. I'm going to go over this again because I want you to really get this. In a book, a group of physicians had compiled the analysis of various illnesses. And of the mental and emotional attitudes they felt caused these illnesses, he was amazed to see that in every analysis, the need for love was listed. For instance, in the case of a stomach disorder of all types, one of the psychosomatic reasons given for such illness was love needed. In the case of a heart disorder, one of the reasons listed was love needed. In the case of a skin disorder, one of the reasons listed was a need for approval, which was another form of love. A bookkeeper stated that while experiencing a skin disorder, they began a daily practice of placing their hands on their face and affirming daily love and is healing me. I apologize. Divine love is healing me right now. And the skin disorder soon faded. In the case of a female disorders, one of the reasons listed was a need for love. And in the case of chronic fatigue, one of the psychosomatic reasons listed was depression, insecurity, and a need for love. And in the case of a common headache and migraine, one of the reasons listed was insecurity and a need for love. And in the case of excessive weight and overeating, one of the reasons listed was a feeling of dissatisfaction with life and a need for love. And in the case of alcoholism and over excesses, other excesses of sex and other things, one of the reasons listed was a feeling of inferiority and a need for love. Let me say that again. How many people have met many people? You don't even have to think about it. This is you. That overdo food, alcohol, and sex. It's because the reason is listed feelings of inferiority and a need for love. Begin releasing love into your body right now. I speak in words to your body. If your finances are out of order, begin to speak words of love. Cancer has been described as an anxiety disorder, a critical state of mind, hostility, hate, and unforgiveness. And most patients that they study with cancer had stories of loss, intense grief, depression, despair, holding on to unforgiveness. And after studying hundreds of their cancer patients, they found that most of them had suffered some important emotional crisis prior to the development of the cancer that they couldn't find an effective outlet for. And the need for love was the number one prescription. I reiterated that because I want you to really marinate on the idea. In a time where so many people are experiencing physical challenges, Right now, I want you to know this. Love is the key. I read this in a book called Prosperity. Now, I talked to you a lot about this book, Prosperity, by Charles Fillmore. I have it, Prosperity book, but I also have the Prosperity Bible, which has several books, and it's also in that book. Prosperity, there's a chapter on indebtedness. And when we find ourselves in financial indebtedness, overwhelmed, and can't seem to swim our way out, it's usually because we have a feeling of inferiority and unforgiveness. Charles Fillmore says you can heal your financial indebtedness with love. Also in his book, In Prosperity, he said, I was skeptical at first about this practical value. He said, tell me what kind of thoughts you are holding about yourself and your neighbors, and I can tell you just what you may expect in the way of health, finance, and harmony. You cannot love and trust in God if you hate and distrust your neighbor and yourself. Come on now. Somebody ought to say amen to this. This is in a book called Prosperity. You cannot love and trust the expression of God is you if you hate and distrust your neighbor, your friends, your sisters, your brothers, your mama, your father, and yourself. The two ideas, love and hate, or trust and mistrust, simply cannot be present in your mind at the same time. Let me say that again. That's deep, y'all. I know. It's deep, ain't it? Tell me what kind of thoughts you are holding about yourself and your neighbor, and I can tell you just what you may expect in the way of health, finance, and harmony. You cannot love and trust in the expression of God in you if you hate and distrust your neighbor, your mom, your sister, your brothers, your friends, your love, anybody, and including yourself, because the two ideas of love and hate, trust and mistrust, simply cannot be present at the same time. And when you are entertaining one, you may be sure the other is absent. When you are entertaining love, hate is absent. When you are entertaining hate, love is absent. Trust other people and use the power that you accumulate from that act to trust in the presence of God in them. There's magic in it. There is magic in it. It works wonders. Love and trust are dynamic, vital powers. This is found in a book called Prosperity by Charles Fillmore. These words are to be found in a chapter on indebtedness. You see, I could not have imagined love having anything to do with my money at one time. But love has something to do with the dissolution of all my indebtedness. I promise you, I can tell you how many times I sat with love when I didn't know how to pay what I needed to pay. The book goes on to tell you that there was an owner of a furniture company in Alabama once related one of their many experiences. This man had a customer who refused to pay for a washing machine purchased from his store. The finance company finally reclaimed it. Then the customer came rushing into the furniture store and started screaming at the proprietor in a vile language. This raging man weighed nearly 240 pounds. He stood about 6'3" tall, and whereas the store owner is a much smaller man, as the customer made his abusive accusations, the furniture dealer listened quietly. And whenever possible, he declared between accusations, but, and whatever the man's name was, I love you. But, naming the man, I love you. He just kept saying, I love you. And he made this statement dozens of times until finally the enraged customer left in utter disgust. In about 30 minutes, he returned to apologize for his behavior and to thank the furniture store owner for the way he had dealt with the situation. You see, the customer then explained that he had lost his last job because of his temper, which had caused him to assault a man who later had to be hospitalized. He further stated that the way the dealer had handled the situation had turned the tide of his temper and made him see how foolish he had been. He promised that as soon as he found another job, he would pay for the washing machine, and he did. He became a fine, stable customer of this dealer, who says now that it was not easy to say to another man, especially a raging one, that I love you, but that he had found it well worth the effort. People say, how did you stay in one marriage for 30-something years? Using that right there. When me and my husband found ourselves in spaces that I didn't understand and he was in a rage, I just sat there and said, I love you in my mind. Not 100% of the time. I'm not saying I did. Sometimes, you know, I fell short, but when I found myself falling short, I'll get myself back sometimes. But for the most part, it brought harmony back into the space. And then when I cleaned up, I would sage the area that we had the disagreement in or rage in or whatever happened. And then I would light a red or a love candle to remind that space to come back into the area of love. You see, we can bless our marriage and keep our marriages. Well, we can call forth our divine marriage or love in our life by using the divine love energy. Or we can call forth love to raise our children. Or we could call forth love to heal our body. We can call forth divine love to shift our money situation. And I know I went way over today, but I just wanted to give you the power of love. There's nothing more powerful. Good morning. And so that's my message. If you want to press 1, for any questions, comments, or questions, that's on Blog Talk. If you want to ask a question and you're on the teleconference line, *6. The teleconference lines are 712, and the Blog Talk is 602. All right, fam. Thank you for tuning in this morning. As always, love will find a way. Love will find a way. As I remind you today that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God, remember that it's love. Love is the only choice. And as I remind you, don't just dream your God-sized dream, but live them. Love will find a way, family. This is Lionel Richie. Love will find a way. You've been tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine. That's me, the love goddess. Have a love your day today, family. I'll see you in the morning.
Thank you.